The 29th of July. Up and with Sir William Batten to St James's to Sir William Coventry's chamber, where, among other things, he came to me and told me that he received my yesterday's letters, and that we concurred very well in our notions, and that as to my place, which I had offered to resign of the victualling, he had drawn up a letter at the same time for the Duke of York signing for the like places in general raised during this war, and that he had done me right to the Duke of York to let him know that I had of my own accord offered to resign mine. The letter doth bid us to do all things, particularising several, for the laying up of the ships and easing the King of charge, so that the war is now professedly over. By and by, up to the Duke of York's chamber, and there all the talk was about Jordan's coming with so much indiscretion, with his 4 little frigates and 16 fireships from Harwich, to annoy the enemy. His failures were of several sorts, I know not which the truest, that he came with so strong a gale of wind that his grapplings would not hold, that he did come by their lee, whereas if he had come thwart their hawse, they would have held, that they did not stop a tide and came up with a windward tide, and then they would not have come so fast. Now there happened to be Captain Jennifer by, who commanded the Lily in this business, and thus says, that finding the Dutch not so many as they expected, they did not know but that there were more of them above, and so were not so earnest to the setting upon these. That they did do what they could to make the fireships fall in among the enemy, and for their lives Sir Joseph Jordan nor others could by shooting several times at them make them go in. And it seems they were commanded by some idle fellows, such as they could of a sudden gather up at Harwich, which is a sad consideration, that at such a time as this, where the saving the reputation of the whole nation lay at stake, and after so long a war, the king had not credit to gather a few able men to command these vessels. He says that if they had come up slower, the enemy would, with their boats and their great sloops, which they have to row with a great many men, they would, and did come and cut up several of our fireships, and would certainly have taken most of them. For they do come with a great provision of these boats on purpose, and to save their men, which is bravely done of them, though they did on this very occasion show great fear, as they say, by some men leaping.